What do the Pavilion, St. Charles Parish in Spokane, and the steam plant have in common? They're all one-of-a-kind feats of architecture and engineering, says a Gonzaga professor who recently co-authored a paper on an iconic Spokane structure. Joshua Schultz is a professor of civil engineering at Gonzaga University who recently co-authored a paper about the roof of St. Charles Parish. Buildings on the church property recently caught fire, but the sanctuary and church structure itself received a little damage. The building was constructed during an architectural and engineering boom, and a local architecture firm, with the help of famous structural engineer Berkeley professor T.Y. Lin, delivered a building that was revolutionary for its time. When the church was being envisioned, Schultz said the priest had requested the best that they could afford.
He was inspired by these expos that were happening all around the world, and he wanted something that would have a religious purpose, significance, so it would have some liturgical meaning, but then also it would really use all the benefits of advances in engineering and architecture. And so what you end up with is this thing called a hyperbolic paraboloid. And the most common example of a hyperbolic paraboloid that listeners would probably be aware of is the idea of a Pringles chip.
Schultz said the shape uses the same amount of materials as a normal roof, but is much stronger and doesn't require as much support or as many columns to keep it aloft. He and the co-author of the paper, Victoria Henriksen, noticed St. Charles Parish was one of only a few structures of its kind in the United States when it was completed in 1961. There were only a handful of other examples in the United States at the time, including the JFK International Airport and another building in Wenatchee. He said another reason those structures were unique is they were built without the software modern engineers and architects now depend on.
It was a golden era of engineering where they were doing a lot of remarkable structures that to this day, because a lot of those engineers did this and then have passed away, we don't exactly know how they did everything.
The St. Charles Church is one of several structures Schultz plans to study that are unique in the world of architecture and engineering. The St. Charles Church is one of several structures Schultz plans to study that are unique in the world of architecture and engineering. Others in Spokane include the smokestacks at the steam plant, which are significantly higher than normal smokestacks, and the most recent iteration of the Sam Guest Division Street Bridge, which has been rebuilt several times.
There's a number of Spokane structures that are actually really impressive and quite a big deal, but in sort of a characteristic Spokane humility, we don't make a big deal about them.
Next on the agenda is the Riverfront Park Pavilion, which was built using a unique cable net structure. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.